CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. Millions of people around the world are mourning Pope Francis. He died this morning of what the Vatican says was a stroke. In Rome, a rosary.
Ave Maria, gracia plena, Dominus tecum.
CBS News papal contributor Delia Gallagher.
A lot of sorrow, as you can imagine. Many people commenting on how much they loved this Pope, whether they were Catholic or not. That's one of the main things about Pope Francis, that he was a figure really for the world.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Vatican journalist Susie Hodges says Pope Francis brought the common touch to his elevated position.
He did so many things that other popes didn't do, like pick up the phone and ring somebody who'd been suffering. These were unprecedented things for a pope to do.
At his own request, Francis will lie in a simple wooden coffin, not on an elevated platform, but at the same level as the people he vowed to serve. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
After the Pope's burial, cardinals from around the world will gather to decide on the next pope. CBS's Melissa Mattani.
The electoral cardinals pledge on a Bible an oath of absolute secrecy. They are then sealed into the Vatican until a pope is elected to prevent any type of external influence on the decision process.
The Pope's last public appearance was just yesterday when he delivered an Easter blessing. The El Paso Walmart gunman who killed 23 people back in 2019 was sentenced today to life without parole on state charges. Reporter Chris Fox.
Do you wish to enter a plea of guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Wearing an orange and white prison jumpsuit in shackles, Crucius said very little. His attorney, Joe Spencer, read a statement saying Crucius suffered severe mental illness and that the mass shooting was a response to what he believed to be the Hispanic invasion of Texas.
He's already been sentenced to 90 consecutive life terms by a federal court. Walgreens has agreed to pay more than $300 million to resolve allegations that its pharmacies illegally filled millions of invalid prescriptions for opioids and other controlled substances, and then sought payment from Medicare and other federal health care programs. The markets have been off all day, partly due to concerns about China and tariffs, and also President Trump's criticism of the Fed chair. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
The president called Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell a loser and demanded that the Fed lower interest rates immediately. The president and some of his advisors are continuing to explore whether to fire Jerome Powell, something that would be unprecedented.
The Dow is off 970 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. It was a truck fully on fire that caused a slowdown for morning commuters in Racine County. Northbound lanes were impacted near 7 Mile Road this morning, with the closure lasting from just before dawn through the first part of the morning drive. There are not believed to be any injuries. We're working on learning more. A former federal official is coming to Racine to talk about current federal operations. A town hall is being held Thursday at the Bryant Community Center with former Social Security Administration Commissioner Martin O'Malley. A statement says the event will focus on federal budget impacts and tax policy. A police chase in Racine Saturday night ended when a fleeing driver ran a stop sign and crashed, critically injuring a 72-year-old man. He was flown to freighter in Milwaukee. The 36-year-old suspect driver was arrested and is in custody. In a separate incident early yesterday, another fleeing driver was tased and arrested near Saxony. The Racine Zoo won a contest run by the Baird Center in Milwaukee, allowing them to host a major fundraising gala at no cost. The event, planned for next year, will help raise money for a new veterinary center and educational facility. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers clobber the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers had a season-high 16 hits on the way to a 14-1 win over the A's. Milwaukee stole 9 bases in the game, 6 of them in just one inning. Both franchise records. The Brewers' Sal Frelick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope that every team and every catcher thinks that, like, whether we're stealing or not, just being at first base or second base, the pitcher and catcher thinking about you is a success.
Manager Pat Murphy.
I think that's one of the ways we win. You know, we win by collecting hits, taking walks, stealing bases, having the threat to steal, which gives you a better pitch to hit sometimes. That's one of the ways we can beat you.
The Crew in San Fran tonight against the Giants. NBA, Bucks getting ready for game 2 tomorrow night after losing 117-98 Saturday to the Pacers.
I think we were late. We didn't have enough urgency. Going to game 2, hopefully we can improve that or we can change that. We'll see. But going to game 2, we're going to be better.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3116 to get started today.
Still battling a breezy wind today, gusting up to 40 miles per hour under mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures still mild, scraping the mid-50s. We'll see spots of sunshine before the sun sets, and a chance of some light rain tomorrow afternoon, with plenty of sunshine building in for Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown-eyed girl. To sing sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. It's time to play Can You Guess? This wheel is 102 inches in diameter. What wheel? Well, it's the Wheel of Fortune on the game show, of course.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowin', but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Devil with the blue dress on. Hey, I say now. Devil with the blue dress on. Yeah, the devil with the blue dress on.
Rex, bang a gong, get it on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. News coming up at the bottom of the hour. And of course, WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to bring you the largest, most experienced local news team in Racine County. You can hear the breaking news and headlines right here on WRJN and then read about them all in greater detail at RacineCountyEye.com. For 98 years, Racine has turned to us for local news. And now with the Racine County Eye, we got you covered better than ever. The Racine County Eye and WRJN.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Looking for a place where comfort meets care? Come visit Home Harbor Racine Assisted Living on Saturday, May 3rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for an open house. Enjoy light refreshments, guided tours of their beautiful community, and meet the compassionate team who make Home Harbor feel like home. Whether you're planning for yourself or a loved one, the staff are ready to answer your questions, provide helpful information, and assist with applications. Home Harbor Racine, where your next chapter begins with peace of mind. Welcome home to Home Harbor.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Keep up to date on the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye. Not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
Was a purple gang, let it rock. Everybody
next. I want to stick around. I want to get my kick. Let it rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in old town. Put daddy to the jail. Let it rock. Daddy to the jail. Let it rock. Daddy to the jail. Let it rock.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Do you like kitty cereals? You know, the ones with dehydrated marshmallows in them. Well, if you like the marshmallows but not the cereal so much, I've got good news for you. That coming up after the news at the bottom of the hour.
Help me in the information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Johnny Rivers on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Be sure to listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow. Don is going to chat with Jim Mercier, who will talk about the open house coming up at 16th Street Studios at the Racine Business Center. That's on the Don Rosen Morning Show tomorrow between 6 and 9. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a truck fully on fire that caused a slowdown for morning commuters in Racine County. Northbound lanes were impacted near 7 Mile Road this morning, with the closure lasting from just before dawn through the first part of the morning drive. There are not believed to be any injuries. We're working on learning more. Racine police say a 72-year-old man is fighting for his life after a Saturday night chase ended in a crash at Victory and Lathrop. Flight for Life was called with the victim flown to Milwaukee. The suspect, a 36-year-old man, was taken into custody with formal charges not yet filed. In another Racine police chase early yesterday, officers tased a driver who fled and later stopped near Saxony. Local tributes are coming in regarding the death of the Pope. Lisa Hale has more.
Forward Latino, a national advocacy group headquartered in Franklin, Wisconsin, with members in 29 states, has reacted to the news of the passing of Pope Francis, the first Latin American pope. It said Pope Francis was a champion for immigrants and was a pope for all believers, transcending the barriers of wealth and status. Pope Francis was 88.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, some clearing possible late, and lows in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, clouds returning, some showers and storms as well, highs in the upper 50s. And a few more showers possible on Wednesday and Thursday, highs low 60s. Right now it's 53.
Yeah.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, if someone in your household eats all the tasty marshmallow bits out of the Lucky Charms box, leaving you with the cardboard-like cereal, here's how you get even. Amazon apparently sells a 3-pound bag of the dehydrated marshmallows for $30. Reviewers note they taste pretty much the same as the ones that come in the Lucky Charms box, and you can shovel these in by the fistful without all that silly cereal taking up space.
Town with an eye.
Thank you so much for listening to Local News and Timeless Hits on WRJN. But remember, we're part of the larger Civic Media Network, and you can hear our statewide talk shows anytime on the Civic Media app, or take WRJN with you wherever you travel. Download the app at civicmedia.us.
Just take your glasses.
WRJN.
So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. To rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat. I don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
I don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Ever since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind. And your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat.
And I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Milwaukee Brewers baseball is back on the airwaves. We've got the full season ahead of us. Next broadcast coming up tonight at 8:10. The Brewers are out on the left coast to take on the San Francisco Giants. Brewers baseball brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. You can see the entire schedule online at WRJN.com. Baseball tonight on WRJN. Go Crew. Whether you're a seasoned pro or a new golfer, think beyond the green at X-Golf Kenosha. Experience world-class golf simulators in a lively setting with delicious food, top-notch service, and a full bar. Tee off on one of 50 renowned courses, fine-tune your swing at the driving range, take a lesson with their PGA Pro Ray, or join a league for some friendly competition. Need club repairs or re-gripping? They've got you covered. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
WRJN is proud to present the 2025 Milwaukee Film Festival. The two-week fest is back April 24th through May 8th. Whether you're a film fanatic or just looking for something to do with the family, there's something to watch for everyone. From hard-hitting local documentaries to lighthearted international comedies, plus special panels, book signings, and even live score performances, the Milwaukee Film Festival is jam-packed. Head to our website, WRJN.com, for details.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a two-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blow.
cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you what made, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they love you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is the word.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and then it's the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today we feature the class of 1971. Well, I'm sure Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones is remembering his mom today. Mom Doris passed away on this date in 2007. She was 91. She bought her son Keith his first guitar for his 15th birthday. Yes, yes.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cam.